It's the kind of adventure in theater most high school students can only imagine. A chance to perform an original work at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with a side trip to Shakespeare's Globe Theater, a shrine if there ever was one. The original work is the play Glass, which students at the Mid-Pacific School of the Arts wrote and performed in the company of John Watt, drama director at the school. And he's with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris.
How do you write a play en masse like that, I mean, and with a group of students? How do you keep that organized?
That's a great question, and it's kind of a big adventure and caused us a lot of anxiety as we were going on with it. Basically, we started about a year ago and thought of different ideas and then just took off with them. We did writing exercises. We also improvised and we devised in rehearsal process. So we actually didn't finish our script until about a week before we opened, which caused a lot of anxiety. But it turns out that because we're doing a play about creativity, it kind of mirrors the process. So,
well, I would think so. I would also think that having created it, your performers would be deeply invested in it, yeah?
Absolutely. And actually, most of the adults who have come to see this have been pleasantly surprised at how deep the students have gotten philosophically with their work. And I'm a kind of jaded, old-time director, but I thought they did an amazing, amazing job scripting this thing.
Kind of summarize the story of it for me, if you would. Story's not really the word.
Yes, exactly. We started with a little snippet of an interview with Philip Glass that I heard on Performance Today, where they asked him about, the process of writing a new work. And they said, we know what it's like for an audience. What's it like for the composer? And he had a one-word answer, fear. And they laughed about it. And then he said later on that, once you decide to write a symphony, you realize you're in the company of the greats. Beethoven, Bach, Mozart, and then that's very daunting, but you have to go on once you've started. And so I threw that out to the students, and they started to look up things, and we said, we're going to write a play about glass, all kinds of glass, Philip Glass, the creative process, glass as a substance, glass as a metaphor, glass as art, things like that. And so we started to do all of that, put it all together, and we kind of stitched this thing together, and somehow at the end, it all comes out and makes sense. And of course, along the way, we had a couple characters who are the leads. And of course, they're going to fall in love. So that makes it
interesting. So you've got a classic dramatic arc.
Yes.
In with all the stuff.
Exactly. Yeah?
But at the same time, that's a great idea that could generate all kinds of other ideas, but it could also go all over the map.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And just be, chaos.
Exactly. And for a long while, it felt like chaos. And I think, when we go back to, we did a lot of research on Philip Glass, and a lot of times he says the same thing. We don't know sometimes where we're going to go.
Yeah.
And somehow, if you trust the process, it gets there. So.
Well, one of the things about that quote from him that's interesting is that not only did he put himself by writing his operas and symphonies, not only did he put himself in invite comparison with the masters, but he was breaking a lot of their rules as a minimalist composer.
Absolutely.
Where he's actually taking out a lot of the tissue of a standard symphony or opera. So he's taking some creative risks. I mean, he's a very risk-taking artist throughout his career.
Sure.
So that would serve as an inspiration.
Yeah, we actually learned quite a lot about Philip Glass, and we're, looking forward to performing this on a kind of international stage and seeing what other people think about it. This is our fourth time going to the Fringe, which is a big undertaking, but it's like a mind-blowing experience for our student actors. It's the biggest international theater festival in the world, and they're going to get the chance to perform there, so it's very exciting.
And in the show itself, the love interest, boy and girl, It isn't just romance. It's a search for creative inspiration.
Yes, absolutely. The girl Clara is stuck in her process. She's looking for a way to work. She's a performing artist. And her friend at the beginning, Oscar, is a visual artist, and he's trying to help her. And eventually, of course, they end up as a couple. But along the way, it's a lot about trying to figure out how to be an artist, how to create, what the process is. And she's searching by looking at famous artists like Philip Glass, Beethoven, Mozart, Woody Allen.
The whole process of becoming a couple and with two people who are themselves trying to be artists, that poses some sort of internal conflicts right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a great scene that the kids wrote where they're arguing about, you know, how do you know how to be creative? And the performing artist has one thing to say, and the visual artist has another thing to say, and they have a great argument in an art gallery of all places.
I bet the content of that came straight from the heart, didn't it?
Yeah, and actually we've had some visual artists work on our production as well, and they said, oh my gosh, that's our story. So we felt that it rang true for them as well.
Do you think that some of your students are going to veer off into the writing side as opposed to the performing side?
I think some of them already have. And a lot of them, I think, do a lot of everything. They're performers, they're writers, they're producers. They're really working artists already at a very young age.
That's one thing I do notice about young artists is that they don't feel the need to set up boundaries around the thing that they're best at.
Right.
Because you'll say, are you a writer? They say, yes, well, I'm a writer, but also I'm A, B, C, D, E, and G. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've had some, in our cast, we have filmmakers, we have visual artists, we have dancers. One of our students actually auditioned for the show and then decided that she would concentrate on choreographing the show for us instead. So,
do you, as an instructor, kind of derive inspiration from seeing this sense of possibility in high school kids where they don't know yet that you can't do everything?
That's absolutely why I'm a teacher. I decided long ago that this age group, particularly for me, the high school age group, is very, very exciting because you can see them come in as young people who have a vague inkling about what they might want to do and then catch fire, as it were.
Vague inkling, but a lot of energy to put into
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. And once they get going, there's no stopping them.
Well, that's pretty exciting. You leave when? Just a few days, huh?
We're actually leaving Monday, very early Monday morning, first flight out.
And then how long will you be there?
We're going to spend 3 days in London and about 10 days in Edinburgh.
Fantastic. Have a great time, John.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. John Watt is the drama director of the Mid-Pacific School of the Arts, as well as an actor here in town. And his original stage work, written in conjunction with the students, will be performed at the Edinburgh International Fringe Festival in Scotland early next month. It's part of the festival's American High School Theater Festival, and you can learn more about it at hpr2.org.
Thank you.